Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your closing bell for April 1st, 2025. So in today's topics, we're going to talk, well, what's going on in the market? We had mortgage rates come down just a little bit today. Well, so did the Dow Jones and some other things. So we had the Dow down 11 ticks, basically everything else across the board. Well, the NASDAQ was up 150. The VIX was down a little bit, saying the blood pressure on Wall Street's easing a little bit. Well, we're within about 12 hours of the tariffs hitting place. What are they going to do to the markets? It's just a coin flip at this time. But if you go over to the bond market, they had another nice day. We had bonds up 16 ticks. And if you follow the channel, you know when bonds are up 16 ticks, what's that mean? That means mortgage rates are coming down. So what I want to talk to everybody briefly about is two segments of people right now. The people that don't own homes and they've been sitting there, you know, maybe contemplating, well, you know, prices are going to crash. You see some videos saying that, or, you know, prices are going to stagnate, but rates are going to come down, or just, you know, trying to find a pocket on when to buy. And then you have homeowners that are sitting there and saying, man, I got a ton of equity in my house. What should I do? So I want to talk to two different, you know, kind of clientele today. If you're looking to buy in this market, what would I be doing? Well, I'd be trying to not navigate what interest rates are going to do. I would say, you know, use an interest rate about 6.75 when you're trying to qualify yourself with payments. And based on that, can you afford the house that you're looking to buy into? Okay, if that works, you plan on being there 3, 4, 5 years minimally, and it's going to fit your agenda, and maybe you have some kids, that, you know, it's a great school district, you probably are not going to lose if you buy a house, okay? And then as you see rates come down, because we know the economy's starting to come down, and we know the Federal Reserve, they're saying they're going to cut rates 2 times this year, so as rates come down, take advantage of that. Okay, so that's those in that camp. Then we have the others that are sitting there. You know, you might have a rate at 2, 3, 4%, and you're like, I got a lot of bills. What should I do? That's one of those things you have to really navigate, how much in other debt you have versus, you know, that really low rate. I hate to say it this way. You don't pay the rate. You pay those payments. So can you afford it? Okay, so that's, you know, that part of it. Some people are calling and they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to refinance. These are the questions that we would love to answer. I'm actually having a live event tomorrow. It's going to be 3 o'clock Central Time. And we're going to talk to those out there. If you're looking to refinance, I even had a young lady call today and her father just passed and she inherited a reverse mortgage, doesn't know what to do. These are things I would love to help you navigate. I'm not just here to say, you know, I want the lowest rate in the whole country. Dan, what are they? I'd really love to work with you and partner with you if you're looking to buy that first house, or maybe you're looking to refinance. So I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. The cool thing here is our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you that right at the end. But I got some bad news for those that are still sitting on the sidelines waiting to buy that house that you're hoping that might crash in values. Now I'm starting to see those videos again. It's going to be worse than 2008. And I get it. But let's get over to this. What's tariffs going to actually do to home prices? So they meander about this for about 30 seconds, and then they really get into the nitty gritty on what this is going to add to, or is it going to help, hinder, or what's it going to do to the housing market this spring? Let's see what they have to say.
From Bank of America spells out the impact to builders and products today. They say tariffs on China would be a headwind to Masco and Fortune brands, but a tailwind for Whirlpool. Flooring maker Mohawk would benefit from tariffs on Europe and Vietnam. Mexico tariffs would be a challenge for Mohawk and Whirlpool. And as we wait to find out just what tomorrow's announcement will look like, another firm is sure about at least one thing. Home prices are going up. Let's bring in Diana Olick with that story. Diana?
Well, Kelly, look, as you said, we've already talked a lot about the tariff impact on builder costs, increases on imported lumber, drywall, aluminum, and appliances. Builders will pass those costs on to consumers, but prices on existing homes could rise as well. Morgan Stanley analyst this week noted an immediate impact should be fewer builds and pushing the marginal buyer into the existing market. So that new demand shifted their forecast from 2025 from their base case 2% year-over-year price decline on existing homes to closer to their bull case of a 5% price gain.
Okay, so folks, I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, say to those that say the housing market's going to crash and all that, you know, I told you so. But folks, as you're sitting on the sidelines, you're seeing all these things kind of pass by you. What I want to show you is just the facts behind things. So I hope, you know, the housing market just hopefully, I mean, and I'm a homeowner. I hope it just stays stagnant at this point so other people can get into home ownership. It's a great thing, but I'm sorry. I just wanted to jump back into there. Morgan Stanley is coming in now saying, you know, they're going from a negative two to a five, positive five. I'm still saying I'm hoping and I'm still saying the market overall in 2025 is going to be stagnant. I talk to people, unfortunately, every day as well, who are looking to refinance. And I'm like, well, what's your market like? They're like, it's still crazy. You know, I just talked to somebody in Florida. They're like, the housing is 50% higher than it was 2 years ago. And we were waiting for the housing prices to come down. So that's that take. But let's get back to this the video to see what Diane has to say more about housing.
Now, even before tariffs, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index had been showing a reacceleration in price gains, up 4% annually in January. The expectation had been that mortgage rates would drop and resale inventory would rise. Well, mortgage rates are very slightly lower than where they were at this time last year, nowhere near where they were just 5 years ago, pre-pandemic. Also, they haven't really moved at all in the last month. The start of the all-important spring housing market. As for the supply, it is now 27.5% higher than it was at this time last year. And while that might seem like a lot, it's still nowhere near where it was in 2019, again, pre-pandemic. This is all going to come down to demand, which did tick up at least on the most recent pending sales index. And that demand, of course, will depend on consumer confidence. But again, Kelly, it's just getting less and less affordable to buy a home.
Do they, Diana, spell out if there would be any countervailing, issue technology? You showed us the concrete home the other day that would be perhaps a way of getting around these rising input costs.
Look, there are some that concrete that was 3D printed homes, and that's a very small market. And that concrete was all sourced in the U.S. And of course, I've been getting a lot of emails from very niche market builder building supply people who say we've got this type of, you know, product that would offset tariffs. It's domestically made. It wouldn't have any impact. But look, the vast majority of homes are built with lumber. They're built with cement. They're built with drywall. And much of that is imported. And you're going to see those price increases.
It's just the facts, folks. So unfortunately, home prices, again, I wish they would just stay completely stagnant. But even the investment firms now, their surveys are saying even tariffs alone are just going to push up the prices. Just that's what it's going to be. So let's get back to it. Today, mortgage rates, they eased just a little bit. The Dow Jones and everything, it was kind of just sticky right now, just waiting to see how these tariffs affect us tomorrow in tomorrow's market. The bond market looked pretty darn good today. Doesn't look like anything else is coming in today. Let's get over to the Fed news. Nothing there. Let's show you my new website. So before we go here, I got this, something to say is I have this slogan. I just want to bring it up is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. I want to explain to you what I do and how I do things. So my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I've been doing mortgages for over 35 years now. I'd love to win your business. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the cool thing is I work at a federal bank that it's not just our federal bank. What we've done is the management was genius. They've set up us with over 30 other lenders. So when you put in your application here and you go here, put in your application, schedule a consultation, give us a call, however you want to do that, we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, it's not just for rates. There might be programs out there that might be those niche programs. Like, are you looking for a reverse mortgage? I love doing them and I can do them. Do you need a DSCR loan? Do you need an investor loan? Do you just need an FHA or VA loan and you just want to understand it? I'd love to be the person to help you navigate through this. So looking to partner with somebody from basically application, the keys in your pocket, or application and getting you a lower rate and skipping a mortgage payment. So check us out at therateupdate.com. There's our website. You can put in your application right through there, schedule a consultation, or just give us a call. Love to answer any questions that you might have. Thanks for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please help me get to 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Just need you to click right over there. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you back here tomorrow morning. Take care. Bye-bye.